Now, God, says Jesus, is not God of the dead, but of the living. These Pharisees and Sadducees have come to Jesus to ask him questions, to try to entrap him. And these Sadducees ask a question about the life of the coming age. I got asked a question about that once. I hadn't been ordained too long, and phone in the rectory rang one afternoon, and I answered it, and it was someone whose little dog had died. Now, you know, many of you know how deeply emotional people are attached to their pets. I have been too. I had some little cats at St. Dominic, and I was devastated to have to give them away. They went to, got rehomed out in the country. But people become deeply attached to their pets. They have a relationship with them. And this person had experienced a great loss and a great grief. And they wanted to know if, when they died and got to heaven, if that little dog would be there. Now, you kind of smile, but, I mean, you know, are our relationships like that going to survive death? I think it was, on her part, rather serious question. And Lord of mercy, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been there to see. And all I've got to go on, I don't know about you, but all I've got to go on are some things Jesus said and the Word of God and the faith of the church. That's about all we've really got to go on to know about the things of heaven, life in the age to come. We've got some things Jesus taught. We've got the Word of God, and we've got the faith of the church. Now, if there's something else we can know, I don't know. You'd have to tell me. But that's about all I got to go on. I mean, I couldn't really say, oh, yes, your little pet's in heaven. I mean, I think I said, well, heaven's supposed to be perfectly happy. If it's going to take that little dog to make you perfectly happy, I guess the good Lord will find a way to provide it. That's about as far as I could go. But these Sadducees, they had a question about the life of the world to come. They were rather disingenuous in their asking of it. I mean, they were looking for some way to trip Jesus up, but to prosecute him. Their counterparts, the Pharisees, they had just done that. In the passage right before this in the Gospel of Luke, the Pharisees come and have that coin and say, Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Trying to trip him up. If he said yes, they might accuse him. If he said no, they might accuse him. So he simply said, pay to God what belongs to God, what pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees are looking to prosecute Jesus. Now, these Sadducees, you know, they were one of the, something like a sect, I suppose, of that first century Judaism. They were the elite people. They were the wealthy. They controlled the temple in Jerusalem. They'd kind of made peace with the Romans, who were occupying Palestine militarily. They were kind of, you know, go along to get along with the Romans. They were kind of conservative religiously. They only accepted 5 books of the Old Testament as scripture. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Only the books of the law would they count as the Word of God, as Scripture. The prophets, the Psalms, they didn't pay much attention to them. And since those books of Moses, the books of the law, said nothing about resurrection, they didn't believe in it. Also didn't believe, they said nothing about angels and spirits, so they didn't believe them either. Now, the Pharisees did. They believed in angels, spirits. They believed in resurrection, but not the Sadducees. So they were rather disingenuous in their asking Jesus this question. Of course, Jesus said, you know, well, life has so changed in the world of God that relationship we have here changed too. You know, we consider marriage a sacrament, and that means that it's God's grace for us through this life on earth. The sacraments are given to us to help us here on earth. They're God's gift of grace to us on our pilgrim way to God's kingdom of heaven. And when we're there and we see Jesus face to face, we're not going to need sacraments. His grace will be immediately available to us. So, same with marriage. It's given as a grace through this lifetime. It seems that in the age to come, our relationships will be greatly changed, much more profound, much deeper love, much deeper joy than we could possibly know here. Because we'll be with one another in Jesus. Now, you know, people, of course, still have a lot of questions about life after death, don't they? I mean, there's a multitude of books that are available. Some you might recommend, some you might want to kind of steer clear of as not being really consistent with Catholic faith. But there's a lot of questions. People ask priests about more than just their pets. People want to know if we'll recognize one another in the kingdom of heaven. Will we be with people we have loved? Some want to know in the modern age, I'm not going to have to live with my ex-spouse forever, am I? people have questions. And what we know is what Jesus said, what the Scripture, the Word of God says, and what the faith of the church is. Now, the faith of our church, of course, is that we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And St. Paul says, we shall be changed when the Lord comes again. There'll be a trumpet. The dead will rise first, and those of us who are in Christ will be caught up to Him. And he says, we shall be changed. The relationships we have here will pale in comparison to the relationships we will have when we are in Christ. Deeper joy, much deeper love, infinitely deeper love. More alive than at any moment in this lifetime. It's expressed, I think, best in about the last prayer that we say at a funeral mass. You know, it says, that the love of Christ will conquer all things and will at last destroy death itself, and that His love will gather us together again in His kingdom. What can we say about the life of the world to come? It'll be perfect love. And that love will gather us close to Jesus and close to one another in that time and place where we will be in Christ more alive than at any time on this earth. We can know that. It's the faith of the church who trusts Jesus.